there's a Wendy's controversy going on right now, and it's become controversial. First, it started out as one of these TikTok videos where it was just somebody complaining, and it went from a incident, you know, a complaint, to an actual controversy. So what happened was this chick, and you'll pull it up and show people who are watching us on Twitch. So this chick went to Wendy's and she placed an order. And I guess, you know, listen, you're yelling through a window. It's a little tiny thing. Sometimes they can hear you. Sometimes they can't hear you
No, they can't hear you. And that's the thing. It's getting worse and worse. They can't hear you.
Right. And remember, they have masks on. You might have a mask on. Right. So you're yelling at each other through a mask kind of thing, you know. So that's what happened. So she placed her order and the Wendy's person was like, this? And she's like, no, I said that. So they had a little bit of a communication gap. Then a manager had to get on. And then I guess they interpreted her as being difficult, you know, instead of just they couldn't hear each other or they didn't understand each other or she was asking for something specific and whatever. The customer's always right, except when you're in the line at Wendy's. You know what I mean? When you're in the drive-thru at Wendy's.
Except when you're difficult. You're a pain in the ass, then you're not right.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the question is, was she being a pain in the ass or not? And if you go to her TikTok and look at some of her other TikTok videos, she does a lot of complaining about a lot of customer service type stuff. So, you know, for me, I already love her. Like she's my BFF already because this is the life I lead. She's not a Karen. It's not like that. It's more like she has high standards for things. You know what I mean? So she orders this Wendy's chicken sandwich and she asks for extra mayo. So I guess because they thought that she was difficult, extra mayo turned out to be basically a mayo sandwich, which she shows us on TikTok. So she explains what happens and we watch her open the sandwich. And just so you know, right now, this video has 5.3 million views.
Lettuce and tomato already on there. The lady kept getting my order wrong. I open this up when I get to the house. Look at this shit.
That's her extra
mayo.
Now
I'm going to drive right back up there and go off on her.
It's a mayonnaise sandwich. There's basically only mayonnaise. And you can even barely see the bread in there. I didn't even realize there was chicken in there. I was like, wait, they just gave her a mayonnaise sandwich. But buried under there is like a piece of chicken. And she claims lettuce and tomato, which you can't see at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, she probably said, I want more mayonnaise. Then she went back in. I want more mayonnaise. So the lady went,
No, that's not what happened. So she placed her order because she describes this in another video where she placed her order. Let's say, you know, I don't know Wendy's orders. I only know McDonald's orders. Let's say she said, you know, I want 10 chicken McNuggets. And they said, you want 2 chicken McNuggets? And she was like, no, 10. And they said, 10 burgers? No, 10 chicken McNuggets. 10 chicken sandwiches? No, McNuggets. It was one of those kind of things where like they couldn't hear each other. Mm-hmm. And she said that she did a really good job of not losing her patience. And then a manager got on and is like, let me help you. So, and then she's like, I want this extra mayo. And because they interpreted her as being difficult, so she goes back in another video and she yells at the woman who took her order. So that's where the controversy comes in. So there's like 26,000 comments now on this particular video. Mm-hmm. And it ranges from people going, you can't yell at her. She didn't make your sandwich. She wasn't the one that made the sandwich. Like whoever overheard decided to put extra mayo and be like that.
Yeah, but you're the face. You're the person that handed me the food. I don't know who makes my food. I don't know if you make my food. The manager makes my food. It's not my job. My job is to yell at you because you were the last line of defense. You had to check it before it went out. I'm blaming you.
And that's what she did. She went back and she like yelled at this woman.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people were here are some of the comments that went down. I thought it was interesting. I hope you realize she took your order, not made your food. Refrain from giving the poor lady attitude.
We don't know that. I mean, that's not our job to know the chain of command at a fast food restaurant.
No. I've worked in fast food restaurants. You don't take the order and make the
food. My job as a customer is not to know the chain of command that goes on behind the scenes at Wendy's. You're the face.
Somebody said, I'm tired of people treating fast food workers like we ain't people. I've dealt with people saying I'm below them. And then get mad when I give them the same energy back.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else said, I mean, that is what you asked for.
It kind of is.
And then a lot of people said that, you know, they they came to her defense, Siobhan, they came to her defense saying that they sabotaged her sandwich because they felt that she was being difficult. Mm-hmm. Another person said, you know, you can ask for extra mayo and look at how messy it looks. It's clearly she got on their nerves, you know. So a guy said she asked for extra mayo, not a mayo sandwich. So those are some of the comments that were there.
Yeah, I take sides with both of them. I mean, for her, I don't know the chain of command. I just know that you are the last line of defense. You have to check the bag before you hand it to me. And B, she was probably a pain in the ass because there's people that are pains in the asses.
But so what? Pain in the ass is part of your job. You know, Rob makes a good point. He typed in, he said, yelling at a kid making $7 an hour. I mean, come on. He's right. Like, that's so stupid. Also, she didn't stipulate exactly how much extra mayo she wanted. She just said extra mayo.
You know what? Make food at home. If you can't deal with other people right now, right. Everybody has a fuse this long. So if right. you can't handle people right now, don't order from home or don't right. order it through a drive-through.
Stay home.
Stay home. Make a sandwich. Do your own thing. And leave it to other people. Because right. yesterday, I went through a drive-through and I couldn't hear the guy at all. I mean, it was, I couldn't. Yeah, whatever.
Just feed me that. Whatever it is you
whatever
said, I'm going to eat that.
Said, it's not my problem that you don't have the technology that McDonald's has. When you tell the order, it pops up on the screen. You can see it.
You made this point when we were talking about Mars. We can hear what's going on Mars, but yet we cannot communicate like a few feet away to the right. person standing there taking our order at a drive-through.
Well, the problem is we could talk to the moon in 1968, but we can't talk to Kentucky Fried Chicken 6 feet away. I couldn't understand right. the guy. I could understand Neil Armstrong when he said one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I could understand that clearly. I could not tell you what the hell the guy at KFC said yesterday.
I had just said to you 2 seconds ago, a few feet away.
I have no idea. So, yeah, that's the technology has gone downhill. So, I understand. And that's Wendy's. Wendy's doesn't have the fancy drive-through that McDonald's does now. Mm-hmm. So, I can see where things can get confused.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's happening a lot in customer service. I mean, I think people are just sick of it. And I know that most companies tell their employees that you have to treat everybody wonderfully. I know there's difficult people out there, but you don't know. They might be having a hard day. They might have just gotten broken up with or fired. So treat everybody like your family. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, that's also saying to people, like Rob said, making $7 an hour, that you've got to sit there. You're not paying me enough to take crap from somebody to be disrespected. You know, you spend your day talking to who? Customers. You know, those are basically the people you deal with. And if they spend their day being rude to you, it's going to take its toll. That's why there's such a high turnover.
I know. But if those people don't treat you good, they won't have customers. I don't know the last time somebody told me thank you going through a drive-thru. Sorry. You know,
Pull up,
throw me the bag. And that's all I expect anymore. So right. I try to be nice to people, but it's hard when they don't say thank you, when they, you know, don't even look at you. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be here. I don't care how much they make.
Right.
I go there because you're going to serve me. But if you serve me like that with that sandwich, that's not cool.
Yeah, I don't know if Wendy's has responded yet, at least not as far as I know.
They will probably with some smart ass comment, because that's what Wendy's is doing lately.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, Wendy's is one of those sarcastic. Wait, let's see. I'm really kind of curious now that you said that, if Wendy's responded yet on Twitter, because this has been going on for a couple of days. I was waiting to see how this whole thing shook out. Mm-hmm. But so Wendy's.
Yeah. Not the time to be a smart ass Wendy's.
Right.
You know, you should say, I will give you free hamburgers for a year. Thank you for coming. Here you go.
Yeah, they didn't acknowledge it on their Twitter page.
Yeah.
You know, like it's funny. I love that, you know, Wendy's will go after McDonald's and they'll go after Burger King, or they'll, I remember like Valentine's Day, Wendy's was like flirting with Burger King. Yeah, I've seen some good ones. Oh, my favorite two accounts on Twitter is Oreos and milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a milk account, and Oreos is always flirting with milk.
So, well, they should.
Hey, you want to meet up tonight? Midnight, who, you and me, like that kind of stuff. What's up?
Who has more followers?
Between Oreos and milk? Oh, probably Oreos.
No, I would say milk. Milk's been around for a long time. Milk's
but
been
Oreos
around
is
for
funnier.
I know, but milk has been around a lot longer than Oreos.
Let's see. Oreos has 946,000 followers.
You would think they would have more. The freaking Oreos. That's probably a meeting. Why don't we have a million people following us for freaking Oreos?
That's a good point. And, you know, they have good tweets. Like, here's the tweet they just put out. It said, adds eats an Oreo to the to-do list, so at least one thing is guaranteed to get crossed off. Okay. Come on, that's clever.
Okay, now get a million followers. Why don't we have a million followers?
Right.
Milk has got to have more than a million followers.
Let me see. So what would be...
Well, there's different brands of milk.
I know, though. That's the thing. It's not just regular milk.
But these are the people that should have more than a million followers.
Yeah.
You would think.
Oh, this is so cute. So they also flirt with McDonald's. Want to go get an Oreo Shamrock McFlurry?
Yes, I would. Do they still have that? Yes, I will be there later.